storm in Bimini. Wind howling off the sea, palms rattling like sheets drying on the line, sand dancing on the road, water gray, waves like tongues licking rocks and swallowing bits of greenery. I face the wind and I feel its power. It sweeps the hair from my face, and I stretch my arms high and embrace the moisture as the first few drops cool my sunburned skin. People scatter like dry leaves as the full load of water, held too long skyward, is drawn back to earth, crashing down on everything in sight, blowing, spraying, pelting, dousing, drenching, quenching, wrenching coconuts from their perches and driving all creatures indoors. Whistling wind, lurching boats, whipping ropes, shivering chill, runs for sleeves and pants. Noisy night, dripping, splattering, splashing, tossing cool and damp in bed, wind still blowing in the morning. Anxious people waiting to sail, water's too angry and they pace the misty street, plans on hold. Drinking coffee or beer, talking weather, same conversation everywhere. Wind, wind, wind and waves, wanna go, can't go, wanna fish, can't fish, wanna dive, can't dive, swim, oh, can't, shops closed. Toes tap impatiently. Music gets louder. More coffee, more beer. Dance, talk. Wind and rain. Wind and rain. Wind and rain. The storm in Bimini.